We have a little time for questions and answers before we move out to morning tea, but only a very little time. So again, I might take two or three questions and then throw to the two speakers to see who would like to respond. We've got our microphone bearers in place. Questions very, very briefly, please. One over here downstairs.
Hi, Brooke. I'm Rosa, and Brooke's my friend. And the question I want to ask you, Brooke, is how do you think the church can become more relevant to young people today?
Okay, we'll hold that for a moment and take another couple of questions and then throw it to the speakers. One at the back downstairs.
Thank you. For our bishop, the words, "This is my body, this is my blood," do you think it's far more relevant to add the following words, "This is my body broken, this is my blood poured out"? Do you think this will complement this whole attitude of being crucified with the Lord?
Thank you. Are there any further questions? I'll take one more if there is one. Oh, well, that's neat. One apiece. Who'd like to start?
On the question of making the church relevant to young people, first of all, I don't think it's enough for a parish priest to say, yep, you can plug in an electric guitar once a month. I don't think that's enough for young people. I think that young people desire to be challenged. So I think, as a teacher, one of the things that we always say when you have kind of one of those rebellious students who you can tell is really smart, give them a responsibility. Give them leadership. Put them in a position where they are responsible for something. And I think that's what we need to do with our young people. We need to rise up and challenge our young people, give them a responsibility in the church. So for me personally, it's social justice. I was 16 years old and heard that there are children in the world who will never have a full stomach. They will never know what it feels like to be full. There are children in the world who will never read. And to me, I just look at that and I think that's not fair and that's not right. And I can do something about it. So I think the church can do that. I think the church can challenge young people to take on a position of leadership and responsibility. They need to be given a place where it is safe for them to do that. And I think a place where they have a responsibility to do that. So it's not about you fit into the space that is already established in our church. We give them a role in the church, and that is how the church becomes relevant to them, because they have something that they can, that is theirs, that they can call their own. So maybe it's social justice. Maybe it's something like St. Vincent de Paul Society. Maybe it's ecology, because young people are seeing the reality of climate change. I mean, it's been 25 degrees and it's April. If climate change is a reality in our life, maybe it is young people who need to mobilise the church in regards to climate change, to being stewards of creation. But I think the critical thing is we need to give young people a place. I think that young people need to be addressed as equals in the church. I think that we can't just be kind of shoved to the side. I think that particularly our clergy need to value young people and their passion and their desire to create change. And I think that is the way that the church becomes relevant to the youth.
I think you're spot on, because if we say, this is my body, this is my blood, and that's all, that's nowhere near enough. It does have to be the body broken and the blood poured out. When I say we have to become a more missionary church, we also have to become a more Eucharistic church. And that's precisely the link between liturgy and mission that Father Bevan's mentioned. The logic of Pharaoh is always, this is your body taken for me. The logic of Christ is the exact opposite of that. This is my body given for you. Now, if you take sexual abuse, it is archetypally pharaonic or even satanic in that sense of anti-Eucharistic, because it is your body taken for me. So we, and when Paul calls the church the body of Christ, again, he is thinking only of the body broken and the blood poured out. Paul wouldn't have understood the phrase in any other term. In other words, like his own body and like the body of the risen Christ. Brutally scarred, but the scars shine like the sun. At the end of Galatians, Paul says, I want no more trouble from any of you. And he slaps his credentials on the desk. He said, you are calling me a false apostle? Here are my credentials. His ultimate credential, he says, I want no more trouble from any of you because I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. It's got nothing to do with the stigmata. What he's saying is, I have been brutally scarred, wounded in a way my opponents have not. But these are not my scars. They're the scars of Jesus. Why? Because they shine like the sun. So the church is scarred, wounded, always was, always will be. The only question is whether we're a church whose scars can shine like the sun. That's what it means to witness. And it's also what it means to be a Eucharistic church and what it means to be a missionary church.